Blog Talk Radio.
It's pre-game radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, family? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and it is February 11th, 2011. So y'all ain't know, we got a great show for you today. We've got a Jessica Personality. He's going to be in the building. We got some joints from him and things of that nature. But y'all ain't know how it goes down, pre-game radio, once we start off. Pre-game throwback of the night. I ain't going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play it and see how far back it takes y'all. Feel what I'm saying? But we're going to get into that, come back in, and, you know, start this damn thing off right like we're supposed to. Feel what I'm saying? But we'll be right back. Pre-game radio.
DJ Clue, to the storm, to the storm, with heavy component, part two, nigga, and look for that professional, part two, February 27th, Def Jam Rockefeller, you know we do, you know what,
we're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, we back. New Jada Kids.
Had to switch back to dumb Perry on and rap, baby.
Cock your ass with your hand in the business. Son of a bitch.
Come along.
Look at me now.
I got beef with the feds and the DA. I got footage of the game, press replay. I got bitches in the club all over me. Mine take it easy. And y'all scared, I can tell. And I'ma get bucks like Milwaukee, cause like Sam, I can sell. I'm that nigga, y'all know that. Bang you in the yard, then slide off on the early go back. In the streets, I flash the cannon like Kodak. And I spray threes, so stay cheese. Already told you I'm looking for enemies. Double R, so of course it's better. I love cornrows and fire force and feathers. It's a message in the glass bottle, read the letter. Money in the bank, membership, these are sweaters. And we ride off D-I-E together.
I know, I got your aunt with that one, right? But we're going to go back a little bit more. Now, like I said, we're going to get pregame radio started, you dig? There it is.
Yo, this Mace, you know what I'm saying? You got niggas that don't like me for whatever reason. You got niggas that don't want to see me rich. You got niggas that's mad because I'm always with they bitch. Then you got niggas that just don't like me. You know, those PhD niggas. But you know, I pop a lot of shit, but I back it up, though. See, there's a difference. A lot of niggas pop shit, and a lot of niggas don't make hits. But it's like this old bad boy shit, we come to bring it to y'all niggas. Me, B.I., Puff, Lox, whoever, Black Rob. You wanna dance, we dance. Now, trick what, lace who? They ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. Pay it to your face, boo, not behind your back. Niggas talk shit, we never mind that. Funny, never find that. Puff a dime sack, write hot shit. Make a nigga save a wine that. Niggas know, you go against the Harlem gigolo. Get your hoe, lick a low, make the bitch drink it though. I represent honeys with money, fly guys and gents. Ride with the tents, that be 35%. Foes hope I lay, so I look both ways. Cops say it's okay. My tent smoke grays, no way. Nigga leave without handing me my shit. Got plans to get my land and my six. Niggas out of town don't understand this shit. Pop champagne like I won a championship.
Come on. Playing around the world and I. We been player hatin'. I don't know what, I don't know why. Why they wanna say that? I don't know why they hate me. I made it,
I was a one bedroom, dreaming of a million. Now I'm in beach houses, cream to the ceiling. I was a gentleman, living in tenements. Now I'm swimming in all the women that be tense. Went from bad boys to the crushed linemen. Now my dividends be the new Benjamin. Hoes of all complexions, I like cinnamon. Mate, you got some hoes, well niggas send them in. What you waiting for? Let the creep show begin. How they came in a truck.
Nah, punk, that's a bitch.
Mercedes, come here, baby. Come, you don't like it where it's hot and hazy. Never shady.
Must be crazy.
It's ridiculous how you put your lips on it. Don't kiss right there, girlfriend, I'm ticklish. And I be switching B's with a wrist full of G's. Nigga, please, I'm the macaroni with the cheese.
Playing around the world and I, yeah. We been playing, hey, say, well, I don't know why, I don't know why. Why they wanna say this. I don't know why they hate us. This is our ladies.
Yeah.
I'm dropping faded. Baby,
now, puff through the world. Even though I'm young, I'm making my bed to see that all ladies come.
Yeah.
Get them all strong from the tip of my tongue. Licking places, niggas wouldn't dare put their pay. Before I die, hope I when they can float by. In the brand new treasure on the old chai. Never my throat dry, even when I smoke lot. Eat the mommy cho chai and drive a low tie. We never ride far, pack five in the car. Save money for the drinks, I'm about to buy the bar. And everywhere I drive, I'm a star. Little kids all on the corner scream, that's my car. It was days couldn't be fly, now I'm in a T.I. Coming close with B.I., now a nigga B.I. Rock tons of gold, enough money I fold. Roll away, you wanna roll, break 100 after toll.
Come on, playin' around the world, and I, yeah. And we been playin', ain't this? I don't know why, don't know why. Why they wanna say
why they wanna
I don't know why they hate us.
Why they hate us?
Is it our ladies?
Is it our ladies?
Why drop the stadium?
Say what?
Been I don't know why.
Okay, after these messages, we'll be back with the mad rapper and his brother, the mad producer, after this.
All right, yes, so we are back live pre-game radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. And with me tonight, I'm kind of stumped on the introduction, but I'll let her give her own. But ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Tasha B is in the building. She's here with us tonight.
What's going on? It's your girl, Tasha B. So you don't know what introduction to give. I'm just a jackie of all trades, a guru at everything that I do. Check me out. Hit me up on my Twitter, The Real Tasha B. I'm
she
here to represent.
Back, so don't hit her up.
I am on team follow back now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm here to support my man, Brooklyn Black. Y'all already know how we do. So,
I like how that sound. I can't even deny it. Okay.
Look at you starting already.
I gotta get this out the way. Congratulations to the lucky ass Green Bay Packers. Who went in the
Super Bowl? I'm so happy they won. I had so much on that game.
Now, yeah, that's the classic tale of the underdog prevailing and all that good stuff. But I was really only going for the Steelers only because that's the team that took out the Jets. I wanted the Jets to take it all the way. But since the Steelers beat the Jets, I figured the Steelers better win the motherfucking Super Bowl. But, gotta give it to Green Bay. Shout out to them. And they did it without Brett Favre. So, big shout out to them on that one. Let's see what else has been going down. Wayne Old Lady still give you guys the recap of the game for this week. I really didn't pay attention to it. I don't even remember seeing it, but what I hear was cool. And also, this we'll talk about tonight. Valentine's Day is coming up. Not really that I care, but, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. This is when society wants all us men to go out and spend all this money to show our women how much we love her. Me personally, hoopla. You know, how my homegirl, Ms. Booker, said it's hoopla, it's bullshit, it's just another way to get us to spend money. And society has most of these women thinking. What?
We buy stuff too. Now, I bought some rose petals. I don't know what I'm going to use them for, but I did buy some.
Okay.
That's one that we spend money on. Now, don't give all the guys the credit.
Okay. Well, now, nowadays, the women are, you know, they're buying stuff for their men and all that good shit and anything like that. But, like I said, it was originally started, you know, to get the men to spend all this money to show how much we love our ladies and all that. But if the dude is really real with his shit and he's, you know, all about his lady, he don't need a day in the shortest month of the fucking year, mind you, to tell her that he loves her. You know what I mean? But for those who are getting, tell us what you're doing for Valentine's Day. Are you going to be Ricky Romance or you just going to play it cool, play it in the crib, and not pay no mind? Call us up. Let us know what you're doing. 347-857-4302 is the thing. And you know what? Because, like, you know, them two throwbacks right there had me kind of kind of amped. So I think I'm going to go into the last one, Ms. Tasha B, and then we're going to come back once Ab and everybody else gets here. And we're going to, like I said, get the show started. If not, fuck it, I'll do Dumbass of the Week, because I got a couple people who did some dumb shit this week. But here we go. Last pregame, go back to the night, and we'll be right back. You're looking black, and Tasha B, what more do you need tonight? Really, honestly.
Really?
But we'll be right back.
I'm trying not to get sick, man. I got this scratchy throat thing going on. It's not good, but I'm here, and that's all that matters.
Your ass trying to be cute going out with open up shirts and shit.
You know what? See, you still, I still got to bring the sexy. Like, you know, you got to bring a little bit of sexy every now and then.
What's to bring the sexy back? It's cold outside.
Look, I'll wear the coat until I get inside of the place to be. You know, but once I step in, it's summertime all over again.
Summertime, I hear that hotness. I hear that hot shit. So we want to know what you guys got planned for this bullshit-ass Valentine's Day. All right, me personally, that's not saying it's just another fucking Monday. I'll be at work doing my 1-2 thing. So if y'all want to do stuff for me nice on Valentine's Day, come to my job and buy a phone. Do that.
Yeah, that would be nice. You see, you actually going to get that to happen. If you start passing out maybe roses with the phones, they might come in and buy them because, you know, everybody's going to forget until the last minute. Oh, God, you know. One of guys is still doing that whole breakup with your girl the day before Valentine's Day and get back with her by Friday type thing. Are they still doing that?
Yo.
Wow, that's terrible.
I don't know if guys are still doing that, but that shit has been done to me. Huh?
Really?
That shit has been done to me. Not going to lie. I was dating this girl years ago. All right, and it wasn't even Valentine's Day. It was Christmas coming up.
Oh, damn, so that's even worse.
Yeah, so she breaks up with me, like, the day before Christmas, right? Gets back with me right after New Year's, right? And
no bueno, no bueno.
And then breaks up with me a week before Valentine's Day.
Now, see, you should have caught on to that. I always tell a guy.
I know, but,
you know,
I was younger. I was dumber. You know, I'll admit it.
Split out, can't fly back in. You're done. All you got to say is, I don't like this holiday. We can talk about it. Maybe I just want the turtles to call it a wrap.
Ooh, okay. So tell me, are you really a fan of Valentine's Day? Do you look forward to Valentine's Day every year? I know you said you just bought rose petals.
No, actually, I am not a big fan of Valentine's Day because I feel like if you love somebody, every day should be Valentine's Day, and I don't mean with the gift giving.
That's what I'm saying.
So much more important stuff. Like, if you make a woman feel like amazing every single day, tell her she's beautiful, buy her stuff on random occasions. It's like, Valentine's Day is like one of those days, like, duh, you're supposed to do this. But if you just pop up out of the blue, like on a random Tuesday, and bring some flowers, and it's just no special day at all, that means more than Valentine's Day. And that's just me.
Oh, okay. Now, let's, you know, still wait for Ed, but let's get into our dumbasses of the week. Also, Ed, feel better. You know, she had some surgery earlier in the week, so. She may check it, she may not, but still better have.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get into this, and this person here is not even like dumbass material. Well, I would say so because she's somewhat of a person of public stature now. What's her name? Rashida Ali. Did you hear what she did?
Yeah, I kind of heard a little bit about it, yeah.
Yeah, come on, like, you're somebody's shoe designer, like, date, you go tell what shoes you wear, whatever, and you got high class clients and all that shit. But you scratching up bouncers in the club because you got too drunk and belligerent, you had to get thrown out, so now you want to scratch up the nigga's face?
Basically, I mean, you know, but it's just some women out there like that are just like why? Like, why are you even thinking about doing it? I mean, I don't care how old a woman gets, some women just never grow up. You always got little girls out there. And this stuff is going on behind the scenes everywhere with females tearing their men up, and nobody's saying anything about it. But, you know, it's going to get blown up because she's a celebrity, or so-called wannabe celebrity now. Honestly, I think she went too far.
All right, true indeed. Because, like I said, it's a stupidness. Like, why the fuck, like, come on, you drunk belligerent plus two, you know, if you get outside, there's paparazzi. If you get walked out in handcuffs, there's going to be paparazzi. You get whatever. Once you walk out the club, you're going to see a whole lot of flashes and people actually, you know, stand here, ask you this question, yada, 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 X, Y, Z. So, so why don't you do stuff that's going to put you in that negative light now? Because now all of these high-class clients that you have, they're like, she's ghetto. No, we can't be associated with her.
Exactly, because nobody wants to be affiliated with that.
You know, so Now she may be asked out of a job.
She's taking $10 million in damages. That's $10 million for scratching somebody's face. Yeah, you're a dumbass for that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
crazy. But I'm also I don't know if anyone else has seen it, but I'm actually looking at it right now. They saying Bobby Christina Brown, and for those who aren't quick on uptake, she's the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. All right, she's about 16 now. But they say this happens to be a bleach on her skin. And there's pics that show her about a couple years before and now recently, and she's gone down about 2 to 3 shades. Like, when she was younger, she was about, let's say, just throw it out there, Andy Ari's complexion. But now you're looking at the picture, she's about as light as Tasha D.
Yeah, she definitely has changed her complexion quite a bit. She's lost a lot of weight, too, because she used to be a little chubby.
Yeah, she
was
a little chubby.
That thing. I don't know if she's using that cake soap or whatever to lighten her skin, too, but it's not really a good look.
Truly, it's not a good look. And I understand, you know, people, they do things because it helps deal with issues on how they feel about themselves. I understand that, you know. Cool, fine, whatever, but come on, like, you're not enhancing anything. You're not putting an implant, you know. You're changing your skin, your whole, pretty much your whole genetic makeup. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Make sure who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because, prime example, Vibes Cartel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He about as loud as Sammy Sosa. You know what I'm saying? And he's talking about, fine, all of a good dude, but dude, you have the features of a Black as Night nigga, but now you light-skinned dude, so you look all out of whack.
Exactly. Like, you can't just change your skin color like that. There are features that come with, like, I've always wanted to be dark-skinned. It just is not going to look good on me. I have lighter complexed features as they fit. You're made the way you're made for a reason.
And bottom line, you got to be happy about that, man. Because everybody's now, I ain't got this, so my life is fucked up. So the fuck what, man? Be happy with what you got and try to get more. That's all it is, point plain simple. Don't be mad because what the next nigga got. You know, oh, shit, I almost forgot. Guys, pre-game radio, everybody, I gotta address this because it didn't really offend me, so to say, but it kind of made me like, do you realize what the hell you just said and who you said it to? Some lady not too long ago passed me, and you know, I was in a rush, and she's like, when you rush, I say, I gotta go do my show. Oh, the show that only 5 people call into? What? Obviously, you have a show, so you know who calls in.
Wait a minute. Run that back. You did not just say she said only 5 people called into the show.
Yeah. Now,
did you get a license plate number off her butt?
You know, now I could have easily pulled out my laptop, pulled up my Blog Talk numbers, and showed her that I have more than 5 people listening to the show. And one thing I didn't even realize, you may not know this either, Ms. Tasha B, but pregame radio cannot be heard on iTunes.
Oh, wow.
So take that with the 5 listeners that call my show and rub it in your chest, shorty.
Wow, who was this chick? Like, I mean, did you know her? Or she was just, you know, random.
No, I knew her, you know what I'm saying, because she knows Looking Black and the whole people. Like, she knows the movement. Not all my friends that's on Facebook, doesn't follow me on Twitter, but she knows who I am. Okay?
I want to say thank you to all the haters. We love it.
Yes, because, you know, I would actually be more upset that there's no one talking about pregame radio.
Yeah, because, you know, that's real talk. I was just talking about this earlier today. It's something my mom always used to tell me. She was like, you know, never be concerned when people talk about you, whether it's negative or positive. It's when they stop talking about you that you have to worry.
What else? Because I feel like
so
you got haters, obviously you're doing something right. You know, so I think if you got haters, you're doing something right.
Exactly.
So as long as I got haters and people that say shit about me, fine. Because at the end of the day, those who are in the know, they know what the real is with me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And
I'm kind
of proud
of that, but at the same time, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because pregame radio really has started out as a hobby. Like I said, I launched pregame radio last April. My first show was at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I just made a log, I was like, fuck it, let me get this thing real so I can see how it works. I put up there on Facebook, hey, I just started a radio show. My first show is in 20 minutes. I had callers. I had Pro Dillinger on as a guest and this other lady from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Show, I actually forgot what the topic was, but my call outs was buzzing. Imagine, like I said, this is 3 o'clock in the morning on like a Wednesday night.
People should be asleep so they can go to work, but you know.
You know, but they was up and they was like, with Sleep Game Radio. So then
exactly.
After that, I started, and like I said, it started off as a hobby, something to do for me to kill time. But now, with the notoriety that pregame radio has, you know what I'm saying? With all the notoriety that pregame radio has, it's become a job. Like this past Monday, I had to step out. I had to go to an event because of
pregame
radio.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
You know, I had, you know, it was supposed to be just a quiet, you know, walk through, let home know, say, hey, what up? You know, I'll show my support.
Nah, you're Brooklyn's back.
What's
going to happen, babe?
And I was going to, you know, get back out. It was Monday. You know, I had to go to work the next day. And now, mind you, I had another artist with me by the name of Lex. Shout out to Lex. He's been on the show before, too.
Okay.
But neither here nor there. We walk in. We let homie know we there. We go to the bar, have a drink. We're proceeding to the door. Next thing, Brooklyn Black come to the stage. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you already
but,
know, man. But that's how it is.
Straight
you become
up, I love
it.
I went
so fast, you don't realize it.
And I got on, I got to the stage, you know, I did my little 1-2 thing on the mic, said what's up, get my shout outs and all that good stuff. Oh, shout out to the Cash Administration. They were on deck, also Mrs. Vet. And anybody that was at that event, what the hell is that place called Pyramid Club on Monday night? Whoever was out over there and you listening to the show, shout out to you. Shout out to Fuego Bravo, the whole TGO crew. H squared. It's always a event when I get it with those guys.
Definitely.
And then after that, you know, I get off stage. All the artists out there were coming, giving me work, taking down my email, all this stuff, buying me drinks. Imagine this is a Monday night, but it felt like tonight. And there, you feel what I'm saying? And it was just crazy. Like
I think you're gonna be able to push your day job soon.
Huh?
So I think you're going to be able to quit your day job soon.
You know what? I still want to do it because the day job, that kind of keeps me grounded, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, when I'm doing my day job, you know, government name dropping, 3, 2, I'm burned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when Burn's at work, you know, Burn is out doing this thing X, Y, Z. Now, it's when I come out of work and I start working on pregame radio. Then the Vern hat gets taken off and the Brooklyn Black hat comes on. The only thing about it is the Brooklyn Black hat gets worn more. You know, because I'm always working on pregame radio, whether I'm up uploading music or if I'm doing my stuff on, or if I'm on other shows that I'm booked to do. So shout out to MFIR Radio. LB, Michelle,
yes,
Jesus,
yes.
Brooklyn,
shout out to those ladies.
The whole staff
and
over there.
Of
I love
haters,
y'all.
Too. You know, I don't know if you saw what Nelly Newshoes posted on the page
earlier
today.
I'm not even going to touch on that situation, only because I know of this situation. And just because, A, like I said, I love Miss Newshoes to death. And you know me, I'm a loyal person. You know, if you're my people, I'm fucking with you, you know. And that's what it is, you know. But on the other side of things, see, this is where the Burn and Brooklyn Black thing also come into play.
Understandable.
Because, see, the other people, they bought phones from me. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's business. If they're buying phones from me, that's my day job stuff. Like, that's my livelihood. Without that day job, I can't pay for pregame radio's expenses. You know what I'm saying?
Understandable. All I'm saying is this right here.
So that's why with that one, I stay out.
Say everything based on facts, everybody, and we can all keep it moving. Let's keep it positive.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Let's
I stay out. So.
Yeah. I was just really shocked. I was like, wow, is it really going down like that? I don't know.
Yo,
it's really, really,
I'm only going to say this on that subject. It has gotten really, really ugly.
Wow.
It's gotten really.
You know, we want to keep it positive right here on pregame radio.
You know,
not going down that route.
We crack jokes, we talk shit, you know. And things like that. Oh, Tasha B, I just wanted to tell you, you're very beautiful today.
Thanks.
That's what I wanted.
So are you.
I wanted to get that out, you know, just following criteria. So we have Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Tasha B. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Of course, I got the chat lines popping. Not chat lines, the chat room, I'm sorry. Chat room is on and live. Of course, I'm giving up-to-the-minute updates via Facebook. So Brooklyn Black on Facebook, at Brooklyn Black on Twitter, at pregame_radio as well. So there's a whole bunch of different avenues that we could rock with. We're still waiting on the homie Majestic Originality to get here. But I'm gonna play a track for Tasha B. I played it before. I like it. Everybody likes it. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get into it. Baltimore Sun, Soulful Street, and we'll be right back on Pregame Radio.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. I blame this cat's way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flame. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name. His body more, S-O-N, say no more, I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your gang with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually playing, I'm just saying, I show no love since cold blood is trapped in my veins. And it's a shame, lames claim that I'm acting insane. My slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If it's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain or packaging cane. I'm just the MC, hip hop is trapped in my veins.
2004,
I'm in Tokyo, Japan, I'm real just
two CDs and a 12 in my life. I can say I really made real music at the same time. Same. I love y'all brothers for that, man.
Yeah.
Room man.
It's a true fact that I'm making history black. Don't overreact. I ain't through this, just a victory lap. Did I mention that? The greatest took a hiatus. Even had the haters missing the chat. Now I'm back in the game, doing my damn thing. Yes, I'm a rap fiend. Won't stop until my stats change. And I'm a rap king. Can't let the lack of fame stay attacking my brains. Not while this passion still trapped in my veins. It's so real. They say I tend to act vain, cause I can rap flames. I tell them that I can't change. Rubber won't act strange. Keeps a little dough, but I don't splurge it on jewels. Cut off the brains, waves like a pool. Allergic to fools. Don't laugh with me. With questions like, who the F is he? Cause when I grip and spit, I do it so recklessly. And yes, I finesse the mic effortlessly. I be the best EMC you ever did see. Gone.
Fast forward to 2010, man. 10, man.
I'm going to my mission of fake history.
History,
and
history.
My brother's legacy.
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 All the more.
Y'all know we all is.
Brown. Eagle.
Eagle.
I got mad love for all my pieces in the game.
Rap, hip-hop.
Once again, that was Baltimore Sun with Soulful Street, Brooklyn Black, Tasha B. I just got word with Majestic. He'll be joining us in the midnight hours. For those who don't know, that Supernova Slob straight up, he's that guy is a real I don't even know how to say it, character even. You know. You know, like just a straight real character. I'm trying to get him on the show. He got a song that he says was a tribute to Prince called Midnight, and he did the song, and I can't front, he hit a couple notes, he sounded just like Prince, but none of my black friends liked it, but all my white friends dug it.
Wow, you and know, the Russian accent
goes. You know, but, so what did you think of Social Street? Like I said, I love that track. Big shout out to Baltimore Sun, Big Joe, Bink, the whole Team Austin crew. I owe them dudes another show, so we're going to do another, there's going to be another Baltimore Takeover, so stay tuned for details on that. So, yeah, Ms. Tasha B, what did you think of Soulful Street?
I really like that. I like the track. I like the way it was flowing. I really, really like the whole message of hip-hop is not dead, because it's not. People can say it, and it's frustrating to me because what they fail to realize, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that's going a certain route, but is your artist that are keeping it real. And I definitely think that he's one of those, and he's got like an old school feel to him, like just Mobb Deep in him, and like, you know, just taking me back. That just took me back. I really like the way that song felt.
You got to hear this guy when he spits. Like, I think he spit on the show probably twice. Yo, this dude off the top of the dome is bananas. Let me tell you.
Well, we gotta have him back ASAP.
Yeah, and also I gotta get something, because for those who don't know, I also I do my American Idol Randy Jackson thing on NFIR Radio's Freestyle Open Cypher Battle Tuesdays. And I never really get the chance to say what I want to say, so I'm gonna say. You know, a lot of the competition there, these guys are real fierce. But one thing I've been knowing, and I told the people at MFIR, like, they're going to, we're devising a plan to check authenticity of rhymes, so whether they've been written or not. But a lot of times people rapping, and it's supposed to be freestyle, like I said, off the top of the dome, because that's how you judge. Off the top of the dome, we don't want to hear your written shit. If you want to hear written shit, we actually send a track. But hear out of this. Why they rap it? If you freestyle, why are you flipping pages, homie?
Exactly. That's not freestyling.
You know what I'm saying? Also, too,
not,
I didn't call
that shit
over
the top of the dome, and then you sat down and thought about it.
What happened to
the rap battle circles, man? Are they still having those, like, without people getting in the fights, like how we used to do back in the day?
You know, why don't we do that tonight? But, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the one, the only, Tech Guy is in the building. Tech Guy, what's good?
I'm good, Joe. I just came back from Applebee's getting my eat and drink on. I almost saw a ghetto fight because, you know, they don't know how to act in the hood.
Oh, niggas for being niggas?
Yeah, they had a little too much to drink. Somebody wanted to try and beat up the security.
Oh, sounds like my night at Applebee's last night. I think we should get, like, some sponsorship from Applebee's or something, man, as much as we talk about them.
Yeah, we are always at Applebee's.
Yeah. I mean, that location is usually, you know, pretty cool. I don't know. This guy was really, he was really just, he's a loser. And then he's outside afterwards throwing up gang signs.
Oh, wow.
Did you still do that?
Yeah, he's throwing up gang signs. That don't make you tough. I'm so tired of everybody with their gang mentality and their safety in numbers. If you're a real man, you forget the gang signs and you just step to a dude on a one-on-one basis. But nah, he's outside doing gang signs.
We got a caller on air real quick. Last four, this is 4948. What's good? You live on pregame radio. Where you calling from?
What's good? This is Chase Baker calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, shit. Chase Baker's in the building. What's good, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Same old thing, man. Just grinding and all that.
All right. What's next for you, man? What's next for the homie Chase Baker?
Well,
when's Chase Baker going to be on pregame radio, actually?
shit. I'm ready whenever, man. I'm just, you know, I'm checking in. I saw the tweet, so I immediately had to check in and show some love. But I'm ready whenever, man. I'm ready whatever. I got a few things coming up. I got a little showcase I'm gonna be in on the 15th. Hot 97 and DigiWax is involved with. And on the 22nd, which is a Tuesday, I'm in that G-Unit Street Showcase at Club Pyramid. And this is 50.com going to be there. And on Wednesday, I'm at, I'm at Club Rustics. I'm doing another TV joint. So, I'm working, man.
You're out there working. You grinding. All right. One, because you know you came through, and I know you probably heard me talking about the dudes and their freestyling and all that. But before we go any further, can you please let the people know if they try to get in contact with you, how to do it? My talent relations admins, please, hopefully y'all got a pen because we got to get this guy on the show. But how can they find you on Twitter or on Facebook or all your means of contact?
Okay, well, basically the three major network of tools that I'm on all the time, I'm always be able to be reached is Twitter is at ChaseBaker13. Facebook is Chase Hardware Baker, and my email is beaboutmoneyproductions@gmail.com. Those three, you can always get me.
All right, no doubt.
All right, I already added you on Facebook. I got you on Twitter, and I got your email.
Yes,
woo!
Yeah.
Talk about efficiency right there, boy, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
But, Mr. Baker,
yeah.
Please, and I ask you, can you... Before you get back up in the... Matter of fact, you want to rock with us because we got Adjusted Visionality on the coming in on the check-in real soon. We're going to go through some of his tracks, you know what I mean? So if you want that open spot, it's yours unless you got something to do tonight.
Which open spot?
I'm talking about for right now, like, you won't be our featured artist, but you're in on the check-in tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the check-in. I'm going to rock with y'all listening for a little while I'm doing my little networking thing. I'm going to rock with y'all for a minute.
All right, that's what it is. So right now we got Chase Baker on Free Game Radio. Somebody send a tweet out, put it on Facebook. Hell, if you're using your MySpace right now, even do that. But here's what it is. We got the tech guy in the building. We got Ms. Tasha B, of course, and she's here. She's rocking with us. Also, we got Majestic Originality. This is going to be a good night. But let me ask the two new fellas. What are your plans? What are your thoughts on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day? I'm not even sure. I think I'm going to keep it simple. I just went in and got some. I just got something for my daughters right now today. I just got them all some matching sneakers because, you know, little kids, you get them something like that for Valentine's Day. As far as the romantic side, I think I'm going to just keep it simple because, you know, Valentine's Day is supposed to be every day, right?
Right.
Well, that's what I say.
That's what I've been saying. I think every man who was speaking that is actually on this show right now. So... tell us if you out there and you feel the same way and you think I'm wrong about that, call in and tell me different.
Let's keep it on it, you know. Valentine's Day should be every day. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing for the other 364 days that is not Valentine's Day? Y'all just saying,
yeah, you know,
y'all
do y'all just shit. Do y'all just not love each other or something like that? I don't know.
It's just not even an expression of love.
Now, wait, I gotta ask Chase Baker. Valentine's Day now are you just with your one lady or, you know, what are your plans? What do you do on Valentine's Day?
I got my little lady and I figure like, yeah, I agree with the fact that Valentine's Day should be every day, but once you set the tone where Valentine's Day is every day, on a day like Valentine's Day, you got to step it up a little bit more, you know what I mean? You can't just having it like the regular day if it's like every day. So, I got a couple things up my sleeve for her that just might step me outside the box a little bit, but you should be showing your lady or your dude affection every day, you know what I mean?
That's right. Word. Show the fellas, you know, we like compliments and shit, too.
Yeah.
You know, when we come fresh out the barbershop, you know, our hairline looking crisp like how Steve Harvey used to rock them back in the day with his lace front. You know.
Wow.
or we rocking our uptown, so nice and clean and crisp, you know what I mean? Or we riding in the car, passenger seat, or driving, and you know, car got a nice little wax shot. You know, we like to hear, oh, that looks nice, or hey, you look handsome today. We like to hear that shit. Am I wrong, Chris?
Nah, we like to hear that. We like to hear that stuff too. We like to be told that we on point with our appearance and all that. Definitely.
But to keep it real, sometimes some people might like. I'm one of them people that say Valentine's Day should be every day, but in reality, it's not. You got them days where you fighting. You got them days where you arguing with your lady, or it's a little bit of tension. So, you know, maybe on the 14th, it could be one of them days where everything goes smooth. You know what I mean? Like if you intending on doing something for your lady, make sure it's, you know, about her for the day. Because in reality, in the real world, living with somebody, it don't always go smooth. Every day is not roses and chocolate and all that. So, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it.
Good point. Now, me personally,
can I say something? Because you just said roses. Fellas, please think outside of the box. Red roses are so cliche. There are so many other beautiful breeds of flowers out there. Just try something different this year. Maybe some lilies.
I'm going to get you some plastic flowers because them shits won't die.
I'm just saying, you can buy a living plant. There's something that's potted and rooted and all that. But just the red roses, man, it's just like, that makes it seem
most
like
kids can't even take care of their goldfish, let alone a child, right? I'm not giving them no fucking plant. That should be better than a week.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Then why are you even with somebody that you feel like can't take care of a plant?
I'm not.
All right, then. I'm just throwing that out. If she can't take care of a plant, you need to check that.
Tasha B is always trying to, like, throw me on the bench or some shit. Like, it's all good. It's all
you know
good.
That's what
now,
I'm here for.
Now, let me ask a question. Since we all talk about the Valentine's Day type shit, you know, and the compliments and all that. Tasha B, since right now you're repping for the ladies. Ladies, if you in
apparently
the check-in, if you're on the check-in, please press one on the phones. Now saying, give her some backup. If she's right, let her know she's right. You know.
If you think I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong.
You know, y'all got in here going against the fellas, you know, Chase Baker, which is he's a certified wordsmith. So you got him, and then you got the tech guy who's just a natural born smartass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got me. And shit, if you listen to the show, you already know I'm a clown, I'm sarcastic and all that. So her defenses is low. Let's help the ladies out. And we got help for her too. Evan's in the building. And it's good she's up, she's doing good and she wants to do it. Evan's in the building. As soon as her number stops jumping, I'm gonna have her on the check.
That's right there, Evan.
Evan, what is good, Evan?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's
what
up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We all good. All
right. Yeah, you know,
what's
I,
good?
What's poppin'? How you doing? How you doing? You sounding good
I'm
on
good.
The radio.
How you doing?
I'm trying to support you. I'm trying to support you. I pressed one. Y'all got to forgive
me.
I had a little minor surgery early this week, and the medication got me, like, real woozy and dizzy, and I didn't even remember it was Friday, real strong, so I just happened to look at my phone, and you know, I got this text from Black talking about was I on vacation or off tonight, and I just realized, oh, shit, it's Friday. Let me call in the pregame. So I'm here. What's good? I hear y'all talking, y'all tossing back and forth ideas about Valentine's Day and so on and so forth. I heard a couple of good things. I heard, I guess it was Jay, the tech guy, saying that Valentine's Day was every day. And I appreciate him showing love to his little girls. That's important. It's important for you, for them to see dad treating them a certain way, because when dad treats his little girls a certain way, they will never fall victim to any bullshit in the street, because their mindset will be, shit, nigga, my dad treat me better than that. You can't treat me better than my dad, then I can't fuck with you. So thumbs up to you for doing that shit. Real talk.
Okay. Wow, it doesn't seem like Ed missed a step. You know what I'm saying? She first
got
a show. Bam. Like, if nobody said that, we wouldn't know shit.
Nah, but real talk. That's what's up. Hey, yeah.
I don't know if you had time to do the research, but now that I got you before we move into the 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You have a dumbass of the week.
Actually, at this point in time, no, I do not have a dumbass of the week. I am totally unprepared. But I want to make a comment back to this Valentine's Day thing. It's really not a big deal. In all reality, Valentine's Day has no real historical significance whatsoever. If you appreciate your partner, your wife, your husband, lover, whomever, that's an ongoing daily thing. I don't want you treating me like shit all the other times, and then one day you're going to come in and give me some tired-ass fucking red roses. That's bullshit. You know, do something, like you said, do something different. Come up with something else. You know, look, take me to the fucking shooting range, nigga. You want to do some shit? Let's do something exciting, something different, something that we don't normally do. I could get flowers any damn time. I could send flowers to myself or pick my own flowers up. I mean, come up with something else. That's the usual. Fuck your candy. It's too much sugar and all that other bullshit. Artificial shit in your candy, and I don't see why you're going to pay $50 for a box of fucking chocolates. I'm sorry, that's just me. I probably wouldn't eat the shit anyway. That's a complete and total waste. Okay? That's a complete and total fucking waste. But come up with something different, and it's not even about what you can spend. That's not even what's important. What's important is how much I mean to you that you can come up with your own original idea to show me that.
I got a question.
Oh, shit. What's good?
I just want to know, do everybody think that the standpoint on Valentine's Day is a one-sided day? Like, is it all about what the guy got to come up with and what he should do?
It started out that way. But
well,
see,
it seems like it, right?
It started out that way, but, you know, thanks to this new species called the independent woman, coming out, and they were like, fuck, I could buy my man something too, you know. I got my own money. So then the women started buying the men's shit. You know what I'm saying? Before, hell yeah, that shit was one-sided.
Yeah.
See, I remember back in school, yo, I would be the only dude, I didn't get shit, I didn't get the little paper hard Valentine's, nothing. Why? Because I didn't give nothing out. I was like, I'm not spending no money on no construction shit. I didn't even talk to you half of the fucking school year. So I didn't get shit. I did not get nothing. You know, shit, Valentine's Day, my Valentine every year, my whole life, and always will always be my mother. I don't give a fuck if that's happy or whatever, nah, my mom, because she gets me, you know, a nice little something. I get her a nice little something. And by the way, my mom's birthday is in 7 minutes, so at the 12 o'clock hour. So at the 12 o'clock hour, we're gonna shout her out real quick for her birthday. But yeah, my mom's is my Valentine always. You know what I'm saying? My mom's and my sister, so Ab is always my Valentine. You know, we always hang out. That's what we do.
Aww.
You know, that's my co-defendant. So if I ever get
that's
locked,
right, I'm your co-D.
Let's believe you're gonna see Ab on the paper.
That's
too.
Right. Y'all gonna have to come to Bill. Go for us
Black
to fuck out. Word up.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Go for us out.
You know what I'm saying? Since Valentine's Day is based on love, you know what I'm saying? Then I tell my people, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I appreciate you. I love you. You know what I mean? You know, I tell my homies, yo, you my nigga, dog. But the ladies, you know, hey, you know, thanks for being there. I love you. You know. But it is what it is. Let's see. Matter of fact, I got one more throwback, and this shit right here, when I saw it in my archives, when I saw it in the files, I just had to play it tonight. So here's what, and it's gonna come on for you guys right now, and we're about to get into it, and we'll be right back, cause by the end of the 12 o'clock, we'll have Majestic Originality in the building. We got Chase Baker in the building, and tonight we got Ebony, Jada Tech Guy, and Miss Tasha be in the building. So please stay with us. Keep it locked. It's pregame radio. Call us up 347-857-4302. Let us know what you're doing for Valentine's Day. But we about to get into this throwback right here.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Shout out to Chase Baker. He was live on the check and stayed with us for a little bit. Jocelyn Last House trying and hoping to get him to spit some bars for the people tonight. But it's all good. When I have him come back as a featured artist, he's definitely going to get it in. But without further ado, I want to take the time out. Like I already told you guys, today, my mom's birthday, that the true creator of pregame radio, because without her, there'd be no Brooklyn Black. There'd be no pregame radio. Mom, you're live on air. And I wanted to say,
what's up,
on behalf of Brooklyn Black and all the staff and family here at Free Game Radio, we would like to say happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm listening to the phone. Oh, shit.
And enjoy it. We also got Ebony in the building.
Birthday!
Oh, God. All right. Ebony, go again.
Happy birthday! Where's she at?
I don't know. She's in the courtroom.
Hello? Okay.
Hold on, Greg. Oh, she's on two different phones. She is balling.
Hello?
Yes.
Here. Hello? Happy birthday.
On behalf of everyone here,
on behalf of everyone here,
Free Game
Happy
Radio.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
I don't even know why you're trying to call her right now, son.
Yo, dude.
I know.
All right, Greg. I got Greg on the other line. Okay, hold on.
All right, go handle that. Tell her we all said hello.
All right, hold on.
Let's just say she is having fun. But we're right along. We got to take this caller. Last four digits, 6184. You're live on Free Game Radio. What's good?
What's good? This is Nick, Albany.
What's good?
What's going on?
What's good, y'all?
Rick, what's happening? Nothing much. What's
Ebony
up with y'all?
What's good, Nick? So tell me, what you got planned for this Valentine's Day and all that?
Well, I was listening to everybody else, and, you know, to be honest with you, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I listen to Eb, and there's really no significant, you know, historical backup behind it, you know, from what I see and have studied. You know, Cupid, he was a murderer and a rapist. So I just feel like, you know, there should be no one celebrating that, but that's on you. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what you want to do, but I do not at all celebrate it. So I don't stress Kay about it. I don't, you know, go into the stores and purchase anything, because I also look at it as a thing of where we continuously have to spend money. You know, we just got over Christmas, but now here they come with the Valentine's Day. They already got the Easter stuff in the store. But like I said,
mm-hmm.
that's just my, you know, that's my mm-hmm. opinion, and that's what I choose. I'm not knocking anybody else, but that's just what I do. So
that's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Nick from Albany is like, fuck Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and
because
Valentine's.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
Just the basis of Valentine's Day. Just a quick. When I say history, I mean his story, because it's not our story. So that's when I say it has no historical significance. It doesn't have any historical significance to minorities, to melanated people. It means nothing to us. But the reason why we even have Valentine's Day, it was, of course, the Romans, the freaks
mm-hmm.
of nature they were. At the time, they were involved in a lot of bloody wars and campaigns. And at the time, their leader was a guy called Claudius the Cruel. And he couldn't get his soldiers to go and fight, because he felt that they didn't want to leave their families and, you know, their lovers or their family. So what he did was he said that for a year he canceled marriages and engagements in Rome. And what wound up happening was there was a saint named Saint Valentine who went on ahead and started and was doing marriages and shit in secret. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so they found out and they had him beaten to death and they had his head cut off. And the date was February 14th. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's their historical significance of Valentine's Day.
Actually,
but like I said, it means
absolutely
nothing to us.
I actually have another one.
What do you have? Please,
Saint
enlighten
Tom,
us.
The Romans. Saint Tom, the Romans. And if you ever seen the movie Spartacus, Caligula, whatever, you already know.
Oh, Caligula, yeah.
The Romans,
sure.
The ancient Greeks. They
mm-hmm.
were nasty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Definitely.
They were real nasty. But there was this one dude who was the senator who had a side piece relationship with a gay dude named Valentine.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you know, Valentine, he wanted to be all public. You know, he loved this man. You know, so he wanted to be all public and, you know, hold hands. He's like, you know, I'm a senator. I can't do that. You know, kind of like how the motherfuckers do it now.
Right, right. There you go.
So what happened was on February 14th, Valentine cut his own heart out and sent it to the had it sent to the senator.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, that is also one of that is also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I said, Valentine really has no actual.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Giving your heart in a box. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Right. Right. Wow.
Yeah, that's where that comes from. Mm-hmm.
And
ah, pre-grade radio. Where you can get ready to party and get a little education to boot.
Just a little bit.
There you go. I think I'll stick to the top of the box myself, though.
Say it again?
Just a little bit. But,
yeah, that's what's up, though.
It is now Saturday, February 12th. You know, my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Hope she's pre-gaming and having fun.
That's right. She's been pre-gaming all day, son.
I know she
does.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Now, I got a question. Since we have the ladies on the check-in. We got fellas on the check-in. I got a question. And whoever wants to answer first, just jump right in. When does sexy stop being sexy and become slutty?
Wow.
Now, I think it depends on the person.
When there's a picture of you in the club with one man grabbing one ass cheek and the other man grabbing another ass cheek with your dress hyped up and your vagina out for the club photographer to take a picture. That
I saw
well
that shit
sexy.
On Media Takeout.
You saw that, right? That was
yes.
just and you know she was a mom. I know she had to be a mom.
Let me get my ATC Evo.
Media Takeout.
Let me grab my Evo and look at this shit with my Media Takeout app. Shout
yes,
out to the Takeout app.
That's a good one. That's no longer sexy. That's slutty. What would have been sexy was
her maybe standing in between both the guys where maybe, you know, them having one hand around her waist and the other one around her shoulders or something and both of them looking at her and her looking at the camera, you know, with her dress intact. You dig?
Right.
That would have been sexy right there.
Yeah. Yeah, honey, that's right. Not sexy to have your vagina hanging out in the club. And she had on no drawers. If I'm not mistaken, she was also putting on those. She literally had her vagina out.
Yeah, you can see. You can see her lips. Her
no, they opened it up. Like, what they were doing by grabbing her cheeks, you know, you can grab
my
the inside of the cheek and pull it open. Like, they
hey,
had
hold
her.
On, right. Hold on. Hold on. We have a caller.
Oh, shoot.
We got a caller. Shout out to Nicole Albany because she's on the check-in. And she just came in studio, kicked her feet up. She's already at home. So shout out to her for just coming in and sitting and comfortable already. But I got a caller. Last four digits is 6726. You are live on pregame radio. What's good? Oh, you there?
Hey, hear me?
Yeah, 6276. What's good? You live.
What's good? What's going on? It's Majestic Originality.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our featured artist of the night, Majestic Originality. What's going on, player?
Hey, man, you know, my bad for calling in a little late. You know what I'm saying? Got out the job, or, you know, they was just harassing me, keeping
What's
me
up,
a little longer than I needed to, you know?
Are you free, guys?
Hey, get that money, homie. Get that money.
So what's going on with y'all, man? It's a pleasure to call in. You know, pleasure to have you. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Know,
I'm on it.
You know, tonight's show, we about Majestic Originality tonight. You know,
I appreciate
that.
No doubt,
while
no doubt.
We talk about other things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And off the record, Majestic, you owe me a round in Call of Duty, but I'm not going to say nothing.
No doubt. It's all good. It's all good. I call in. I started hearing about what's the difference between sexy and slutty. What's good? What's going on?
Well,
we're going to
get back into that in a second. Good thing we got that conversation flowing. But here's your introduction, man. Tell the people who you are before we get into your tracks.
All right,
where you're from.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Majestic Originality,
You know what I'm saying? Ecuadorian, Puerto Rican, hip hop, MC, spoken word poet, part of El Grito de Buenos Aires. You know what I'm saying? Located in Brooklyn, but represent all of NY. Been here all my life, you know what I mean? And doing it up, all about just keeping it knowledgeable, keeping it real, keeping it funky. You know what I'm saying? Doing what I got to do.
Oh, shit. You know what it is. So, how long you been doing this?
Yo, wow. I'm sure my man Duke could attest to this. I've been doing this for like well over 11, 12 years, more than that probably. Just been doing it up, you know what I'm saying? Started out freestyling in the park all the time, and my cousin took me to a spot out in Brooklyn one night back in 2000, told me, yo, he wanted me to spit for some people, didn't realize he was putting me on an open mic. After that, it was a wrap. Just been doing it ever since.
That's what's up. Influences, man. Who else made you want to do this? Like, who did you listen to? Made you want to do it?
Nah, definitely. I mean, yo, as a kid, you know, coming up, you know, I'm into all forms of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still remember when MTV was all about music before it became all about reality. So, you know, so I was listening to a lot of things, man. You know, pop, you know, R&B. Soul, you know, rock, hard rock, soft rock. But when it came to hip hop, you know, my real influence in hip hop coming up was KRS-One, you know, Slick Rick with his storytelling, you had Rakim with the ill lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I go back to saying KRS-One because he had that knowledge that, you know, he was showing and proving that, you know, skills and education go well together. You know what I'm saying? And you know, with the proper verse, you can pretty much move mountains as long as everybody's listening. And at the time, people was listening, you know what I'm saying? It's different now, you know. But back then, that was really all my influences. I mean, I ain't even on front third base, you know what I'm saying? Not a cast, man. Black Moon.
Oh, you were the
first as time went
first
by,
name?
You know. What happened?
I said you was an FC Search fan?
Yo, I ain't going to front. I thought Prime Minister Pete Nice was better, but, you know, I ain't going to front, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yo, for white boys back in that day, in that time, I mean, ain't nobody, I don't think anybody was touching third base. I mean, Beastie Boys is dope, don't get me wrong. They, you know, you could definitely call them pioneers as well. But as far as lyrically,
really, they really did lay down the forefront for the white rappers, so to say.
Yeah, nah, they did. But I think lyrically, third base proves that, all right, you know, motherfuckers, excuse my language, cats can spit too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you can talk about the FCC. You can come
on. I was just making sure, bro, you know. I was trying to make, you know, I don't want to just, you know, throw it all out there, you know. Nah,
nah,
but,
man, that's how we do it, man. But
yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? When it was hip-hop back then, you know, it was hip-hop still, as a culture, as a community, it wasn't as multicultural as it is now. You know what I mean? It was mainly black and Latino, and I think, you know, for cats like Third Base, even though they was white rappers, whatever you want to call them, you know, they prove that, you know, cast outside of our community can be lyrical. And that's really what I'm all about, lyricism. So, you know, that's really where all my influence was. You know, as time went on, you know, I got to give props to Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Big Pun, Big L, you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats. So it's really all about lyricism for me.
All right. And good thing you talk about you a lyricist because we got your track, so pretty much – We throw you in the arena tonight. That's what we call around here.
Hi, cool.
We throw you in the arena tonight. Now, I mean,
that's
I got up. Three of your tracks.
All right.
You know what I mean? I got three of them. I'm a claim. I'm about to get into one right now.
So all right, cool.
Everyone that's on the check-in, Tasha B, Tech Guy J, Eb, Nick from Albany, listen to this track here. You know.
Yeah. Which one are you
going
on first?
And all that. I'm going to start off with Childhood. Tell us about Childhood, man.
Yeah, man. Keep in mind, lyrics is all written, all true. Anybody got questions, holler at me after the track.
All right, who produced it?
Oh, yo, the beats was from Anno Domini Beats. You can find them cats online. I found them through SoundClick. And basically, I mean, I ain't going front. I wasn't paying for none, so I told them, look, I just want to use these joints free for you, with your permission. So that's why the tracks is free online. You know what I'm saying? But it's done off of them. And Dominique.
Okay. All right, so we're about to get into it right now.
All right, cool.
Jessica Originality, Childhood, on Pregame Radio.
He's in the arena. He's the featured artist. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what it does. And we'll be right back. Good looking. Peace.
I've been thinking. I've been wondering. I've been wondering. Where have you been?
About the time from way back when I was left to fend for myself by the time I was 10. With jokes as a class clown, teachers sending my ass down to the principal's office to speak with a fast frown. Like, how is it a kid so incredibly smart get hit fair with a bullseye when throwing them darts? Why was I playing the part? It's cause I missed you, wanted you back in my life so I could be who I was meant to be, so heavenly, soaring above the skies. Not a care in the world and happiness in my eyes. Instead, the tears that I shed was in honor of the dead, wishing my death early as a child, hurt in the head, depressing my role model, denial of friend. It seemed like I liked the start when I yearned for the end. All you needed was a pen and a pad to send a scribe. So in my dreams, I get the message, know you was alive.
I'm sorry, I never was around. I'm sorry that I made you cry. That I know my absence let you down. I never was there.
As a kid, I lived most of my days, even the now, still craving a hug, if only to know how to embrace you in my heart and know you truly exist. I'd forgive you for leaving just for a tug of your wrist, holding your hand in mine so we can complete the equation. Combined, I feel the span of time, only imagination. It's the reason as a man I still act like a kid, knowing I never had you but pretending I did. I used to feel like life left me back in the grave, watching my friends grow as I wilted under a shade. I never knew what it was like to play catch in the park or in the yard with my pops with lights on cause it's dark. I never knew what it was like to have love for my mom. I do good at school, play sports, go to a prom. All I knew was how to be sad, huddle and cry, wishing to die so many times, attempted suicide.
I'm sorry, I never was around. I'm sorry that I made you cry. That I know my absence let you down. I never would have left you behind.
You can slap me for asking, but just what if you was present in my life? Would I be that gift to the world as a newborn artist painting the scenes with colors showing emotion and living the dream, having my cream stack and not needing to spend, or living my life check to check, seeing no end to the decay in my structure, a standing waste, and never knowing how it feels to be kicked in the face. Had a dad and a mom who actually gave a shit to see their son become a man who wrote his own script, but instead I'm freestyling my life like I do in a sight, not knowing what's left cause my direction ain't right. I'm married to a wife who clearly deserves better, a man who can produce milk to mold in a cheddar, and it's cause I never had a partner to show me the steps. That's what happens when as a child your childhood left.
I'm sorry I never was around. I'm sorry that I made you cry. That I know my absence let you down. I never would have left you behind.
What's good, people? You already know, Sugar, Miss No Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on My Flow's Retarded Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Yeah, we are live. We are back. Pregame radio in the building. That was Majestic Originality, Childhood, yo. I'll throw it out there. I'll put it out there real quick right now. That gets a thumbs up for me. That one, that makes it. But, of course, it's not just me who makes the votes. It's not just me who makes the artists pregame approved and makes them eligible to be pregame artists of the year 2011. It's not just me. It's the admins. It's the people. You know what I'm saying? Because pregame radio is pretty much, it's for people. It's by the people. Like the throwbacks, they're picked by the fans. I pick out a fan, they pick the joints, and I play them. That's it. You know what I'm saying? The topics, by the fans.
you know. So shout out to everybody who rocks with Pregame Radio. If you got an iPhone, guess what? Pregame Radio is on iTunes, so you can back and download this. You know what I mean? But Tasha B, what did you think on that track? Tasha B, you there? See, that's how I said before. You got to get it when you can get it, because if not, she's just gone. But we'll check back on her in a sec. Tech Guy, what you think on the childhood track? Tech Guy, you there? Wow, everybody's just...
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You got me? All right. Like I told you, my boy, he's the truth, man. My boy is a beast. When you hear his other stuff, you're going, no, he's been doing this since we was back in high school, and he never disappoints, you know?
All right, well, we got more tracks. Oh, so homie, he can fix an airplane, too? He can fix an airplane, too?
nah, but this is after I switched schools.
All right. What you think on the track?
I like the track. The only thing I wasn't really feeling was the chorus. I don't know, the dude singing, it just sounded like, I don't know, it just didn't fit the track. To me, it didn't fit the track. Not the words he was singing, just the flow, just how he was singing it. But other than that, I like the track.
All right, we got Majestic back in the building.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So pretty much so far, you know, you're one out of three. Pretty much all you need is two tracks to get good stats to make you pregame approved, which makes you eligible for pregame artist of the year.
No doubt. I appreciate that.
What else? Anything else that entails? I'm definitely not sure. I'm still working out the details for all of that. But I'll definitely keep base with you on that. Like I said, if you're pregame approved, you'll join people like Big Joe coming out of Baltimore. You'll join LB, the boys coming out of Brooklyn. You'll join people like Cashmere coming out of Brooklyn. You know, so we got artists already starting up the lineup. So the competition is fierce for this year. Like I'm not even gonna lie and bullshit. The competition for pregame artists of the year, just the male department is crazy, and the female department is even more bananas.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're on your way. But let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
For your special lady on Valentine's Day, what are you doing? Are you buying into the hoopla? Are you running to Zales? Are you going to the bag of chocolates and buying a $100 box of chocolates that more like she ain't gonna eat?
Well, I'll be real with you. I mean, she probably listening right now, so I can't really say. You know what I'm saying? And keep it a surprise. But, I mean, my lady knows me. You know, I usually, you know, show up with a really, like, yeah, I do this stuff a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what she likes. And I just try to just do some shit or, you know, do something different.
Okay, so
honestly,
you the romance type to do for Valentine's Day?
I try, you know what I'm saying? I like to do some cooking just to make her happy sometimes. So usually I'll make her, like, something that, you know, so a meal gets, like, once or twice a year.
Oh, so you look for something easy to make, like, you know what I'm saying? You might make her, like, scrambled eggs with bacon or something.
Nah, I got chicken or lasagna, you know what I'm saying? I'll do some, like, you know, some pop. I try to mix it up.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get to the next joint. Tell us where you get this beat from. We might get into Dear Muse. Tell us about that.
Dear Muse, it's a... The beats from the tracks that you're gonna play tonight, the beats are coming from the same production, you know, Dominique. You can find them on SoundClick, Facebook. You can find them. You can Google the name. Actually, it's ANNODOMINI. Dear Muse was really just a form of inspiration. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could be whatever. And basically when I wrote it, it was about writer's block. You know what I mean? Just, you know, what the process that I can go through mentally, the torture, you know what I mean? And that's really what Dear Muse is all about. It's just about writing process. But I put that writing process and I turned it into a female.
All God. Yeah, I'm real psyched to hear that because, see, here's what I do on pregame radio.
Mm-hmm.
For any of the featured artists, all right, they send the tracks. I repeat, I do not listen to the tracks. So when I play them, it is also my first time hearing them just as well as everyone else.
Nice, nice.
Radio. So everything is exactly my immediate first reaction, my first impression of it. All I do is make sure that's compatible to upload, and that's all I do. I don't listen to it. I don't listen to the beat, none of that.
All right,
always
cool.
Also my first time listening.
Cool, cool. All
right, so we're going to get into this. Dear Mule, matter of fact, introduce the track, man.
Check it out. This is Dear Mule's Majesticality. It's off the Majestic Originality, the Beast EP mixtape. You can find it on Bandcamp.com. Check it out.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're about to get into it right now. Dear Mule, we've got Majestic Originality in the building, and we're talking about Valentine's Day and a whole bunch of other shit. And Ev, I don't know if you know, but I'm still cutting ass on Rashida Ali because she's a dumbass for the shit that she did. Like, I made her a dumbass of the week, like I said. For some of it, it's not really a dumbass thing, but she did some dumbass shit, and I'll even go back into it and break it down once we come back off this musical break. But definitely, please, everyone, listen up. It's Majestic Originality. This is the song Dear Mule, and we are live on pregame radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. And like with Khalifa say, you know what it is.
Yeah. You're now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Still recall when we first met, called me looking real fresh, had me hooked at hello, looking like a thirst wreck. I never see my thirst get crazy like a fiend, hazy like a dream. My soul parts for some steam, cause you the moisture that can feed the dryness of my life. My highness, truly all I see is you being my wife. When you walk across my mind, I'm educated in your steps, infatuated with your best, keep you gated in my chest, under a lock never, cause knowing you was key. If only you was me, then your freedom wouldn't be given to roam the world so you can claim the hearts of many, living to own the world, willing to give a piece to any. I'm guessing that is why they call it a gift and a curse. Getting shifted a dirt, drop out a whiff of your flirt. I'm so sick that it hurts having to share your heart, but when I'm with you, my pain is transformed into art. When I'm an ill struggle to love and hate, loving to be with you and hating what we don't make, cause it ain't love, it's sex, and it ain't gloved undressed. It's how you leave me constantly wanting it for your breath. So haunting is how you crept through the side of my thoughts, infecting my way of living like AIDS in New York. Got me stuck in a glass box with only a tooth for air. That's what the silence is when I notice you're not there. So I rock with the same block, handcuffs to the page, knees scuffed in a rage, cause you're never there in my days. I'm scared when I get crazed to wanna go on without you, but I'm loyal to how you treat me. So me leaving is doubtful, that's not what we about, boo. I know tonight's my turn to have you for my burn, the inspiration for my yearn. Your abuse is what I earn, but wanted to abuse it. My passion, my pain, my mistress, the music.
Live pregame radio. That was Majestic Originality, Dear Mule. Yo, that's another point for me. For me, man, I'm digging it. But let's see what Miss Nick from Albany got to say about it. Miss Nick from Albany, you are live back in the building. What did you think on that track?
I like the first one. I got disconnected for some reason. I do apologize, but I was able to hear his first track. What I like about it's Majestic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What I like about his music, you know, I could actually let my daughter listen to it, opposed to me trying not to, you know, because the stuff that they got out today, it's not child friendly. You understand what I'm saying? So what he's representing is something that anybody could listen to. And my mom could listen to that because she doesn't like rap at all. And what I try to tell her is it's what sells. That's what you're going to hear, basically. So right now what we're listening to on the radios and what the videos that we're seeing, that's like music that will sell, basically. But I like his music. It's single. It's about something. You know what I mean?
What you think on it?
I love this track. I love it way better than the first one. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, I got to say what I got to say. That's just what it is. It's dramatic. It's dramatic. You know what I mean? As I'm listening to this shit, I'm seeing a video in my whole head of this. I can see what the fuck he's talking about. All right? I like that shit. And, for some odd reason, it reminded me of Pac. I can't explain to you why, but it just did.
Wow. Now, we got one more vote that pretty much seals the deal, but I'm going to just be unofficial and say it. Majestic, you are among the elite. You are definitely pre-game approved. So, I'm giving you a shout-out, man. You definitely done did it. It is what it is. Let me get you back in the call. Majestic, man, like I said, so far, it's similar in the book. You're already pregame approved, but
thank you.
The formalities out. We need one more vote.
No,
just to fix this, the tech guy. What say you, homie?
Well, you already know that's why they call him Majestic Originality, and it's always something original. I like what he's doing with his music. And definitely, I was feeling Nicky's comment about how you could see a whole video, because I was here picturing everything myself. So I definitely give him the double thumbs up on that one right there.
All right. I appreciate that, y'all, for real. Thank you.
So definitely, he is pre-game approved. Y'all done heard it first. So therefore, like I said, he's definitely going to be on the ballot for top pre-game artist of the year for 2011. And you know, also, too, he gets a spot on the pre-game radio mixtape.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Get off,
that a lot.
That's what I'm going to do. For all the pre-game approved artists, they got tracks and they make the cut and all of that. They're gonna get a spot on the pregame radio mixtape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And especially, of course, whoever gets pregame artist of the year will definitely probably get like two or three tracks on the mixtape because you know they're artist of the year. But it all depends on how you guys vote. So once I open the voting ballots and all of that stuff, once I get all of my candidates in a row and all of that good stuff, y'all see. But definitely, Majestic Originality, he will definitely be on that ballot. Like, we don't even need to play the third track as a tiebreaker because you're already, like I said, in it, but you're going to do it anyway. But before we get into it, you know, because you want to talk about sexiness with, you know, that line. When it stops being sexy and it's just slutty, it's just, you know, something disgusting. And I wanted to touch on it because anyone that knows Brooklyn Black, I am heavy on Twitter. According to some, I should be part of Twitter's government as a mayor, but I don't have that type of call of power yet.
Yes.
You know.
He's definitely the mayor.
I'm heavy on
Twitter.
And one thing that really mind boggles or flabbergasts, confuses the hell out of me, is these chicks and their twerk concerts, how it's called. They're in, you know, not but their underwear and or just bra or, you know, it's a really provocative picture, and it's not like it's a sexy type thing. It's just like, yo, you're in your underwear, you know, you're a bathroom model. Like, come on, son. But anyway, not to pull away from the actual subject at hand, but, you know, they have these provocative pictures. So, like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a man that's going to treat me right in X, Y, Z. You think you're going to get one on Twitter with that fucking picture of you with your ass out? Like, come on, let's be for real. Now, I was even, like, throw this up there as a standard. I seen an old Jet magazine spread of Lena Horne. All right. Now, Lena Horne, if she did the naked flicks and all that, hey, that was her business. You know, but when she did pictures, she did those photo shoots and the bathing suits, and we talk about one pieces. There was no thongs and all that shit back in her day.
Yeah, exactly.
And she did that, and that was still sexy. Like, I was looking at her like, yo, damn, I wish Lena Horne was still around looking like this. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because it leaves a lot to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look for a lady that she has pictures of her underwear on Twitter or Facebook or whatever like that. Because my thing is, and this is just me, you know, maybe I was raised right, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but if she could captivate me without having to be in her underwear, without having to flash something, if she could just captivate me, if she could just get my attention just from being her or just her smile, you know what I'm saying? That sexy, like, I see most of these shits, they do that shit just to get these followers or just to get extra people on their friends list and all that good shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But then they be the same sort of like, oh, I need a guy who's not just going to objectify me. Part of my language, but bitch, you are justifying yourself.
Oh. Yeah. Is that real quick?
What's up? Go ahead.
What about that is like, you know, you know what I mean? I can totally agree with you.
You're
breaking up. Headphone out.
If you got us on speaker, take us on speaker.
Can you hear me better?
You
hear me better?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. So, you know, I totally agree with you on the whole, you know, keep it, you know, the thing is this, is like, nowadays, nobody knows the line, what's the line of perversion, you know what I mean? Like, I'll admit it, I'm a perv, my wife knows it, you know, I make perverted jokes, I'm, you know what I'm saying, I definitely, I've been caught, you know, a head turn looking at something that, you know, was obviously meant to be looked at, because that's how she's rocking it. But in reality, like, even with my lady was never like that. My lady's always been sexy with her clothes on. And that's something that, unfortunately, I think that, you know, with young women and young men don't know that keeping that illusion of sexiness is actually sexy rather than putting it out there. You know, everything's more about just being like, okay, this is me. I got a fat ass. You know, I got some big titties. I'm going to show it out. And, you know, and they're not realizing that you're not going to catch a man doing that. You're going to catch some, you know, some cats just want to hit it. That's it. You know, you can't find love in sex. You know what I mean? And that's really all that's doing is just finding sex. It's not finding any kind of an emotional connection. There's no real baby, I love you, damn. You know, I could see you raising my kids wearing that thong. You know, no dude ever say, you know, you know what I'm saying? Don't no dude ever be like, I'm gonna have a family with this chick. You know, she got a thong and she got some tassels on, man. You saw them tassels up as, you know.
That's awful.
You know what I mean? Don't no dude say that. So the problem is that, you know, it's more about self-imagery, you know, and the media. The media teaches women, especially when it comes to hip-hop and rap for some reason, you know, because they want us to stay stagnant and they want us to stay behind and they want us to look at each other like we're just sex objects rather than objects of affection and objects of actual, you know, maturity. You know, they don't want us to look at each other like that. They want us to be dumbed down just like they're giving us these dumbed-down lyrics. So what happens is the media puts it out there saying, oh, well, females got to look like this. And the dudes is out there talking about, well, you got to fuck a chick this way and, you know, skate on them. And you know what I mean? You got to be this way. You got to treat every girl like a bird. You know what I'm saying? A chicken head, this, that, and the third. So, you know, it's a sad issue. So the problem, in my opinion, is just that I don't think these women are doing this because they really honestly feel wholeheartedly, oh my God, this is what's gonna get me the husband of the millennium. I think they just honestly do this because they're subconsciously brainwashed into believing that their sexuality is more about their flesh when it's exposed rather than when it's their heart. You know what I mean? So it's just
most definitely.
That's just really my take on it.
I don't have nothing to say.
What's your take on that?
I agree with him 120% if there's such a thing, because that's why I had said that about the, you know, that first track or his music actually. Sex sells, and that's why these young girls, even the older women now, that's all you see on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Everybody is revealing their flesh,
mm-hmm.
and it shouldn't, and that's what's selling. And they subconsciously think that's what they're supposed to do. Some want to do it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it to a point where you're going to show, if you're going to show a little cleavage or, like you even said earlier, give some, you know, eyes to imagination. You don't have to even reveal yourself because you're sending out the wrong message, period. And then you wonder why you hear a lot of girls, I can't get a man, I can't get this one. But if you're showing your body, the first thing they're going to think is, man, I could hit it. I could do this. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? So women need to start respecting themselves, stop, you know, how could I say it? Keep your own mind. Follow your own mind. Don't be followers. Be a leader. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do what everybody does. You know? That's how I feel.
Exactly.
So let me ask, the tech guy, Mr. Fix-It, you know, the guy who got my Evo up and running, Mr. J, the tech guy, what are your thoughts on that? And I ask you because you're a dude who's been raised around females, been around women all your life.
Yeah.
So, and I know, you know, you're not on Twitter heavy, but when you're on there, I know you see shit like that. Like, you see the chicks, they got their ass out talking about, oh, I can't find a man, or this nigga was bullshit, or X, Y, Z, yada, yada, yada.
Well, you know, that's just because they don't got their heads together. They putting that out there and they expecting the wrong thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
like everybody was saying, you know, if you put the bait out there, you're going to get fish. So what happens,
mm-hmm.
they show the pictures of their flesh and they get certain kinds of guys looking for certain kinds of things, because you get whatever, you know, whatever you put the bait out there, it attracts what it's supposed to attract. If you put your mind out there, then it's going to attract the kind of person that, you know, you're looking for. But if you put your body out there, well, then it's going to attract the kind of person that was just there looking for you. And it's not always a good thing. So, you know, people got to keep in mind that these social networking sites is not for you to find romance in the first place.
Mm.
You know, you're not making an actual connection with a person on a social network.
God.
But, you know, like, they're not even supposed to be out there, you know, putting all these sexy pictures and everything. It's supposed to just be a little profile, and people are supposed to actually talk, not go
exactly
there and look like they're looking through a Playboy catalog or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so, I stopped looking through the profiles. I don't even bother with that no more. I look at my phone and see the status updates from the people I know and keep it moving, because I think it's getting a little out of hand with these social networks.
Yeah, shout out to the tech guy, Jay, who is a photographer of my Kermit Facebook profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
The issue behind that, me and him, we was at a company event. They had masqueraded it as just a meeting, but they had like ran out the whole building or some shit. So after the meeting, they told us all the bullshit that we need to do at work. And they said, oh, go upstairs. We go upstairs, it's a fucking party. But so whatever happens, we leave from the party. We're in the train station, and my silly ass, you know, my forgetful self, I forget to change back into my boots for my dress shoes, because, you know, I'm at the party, you know, I got to wear my dress shoes, you know, be on point. And I slip and I bust my ass. Of course, you know, I'm wearing church shoes.
Now, instead of him being a friend that he's supposed to be, you know, helping nigga up, before he reached for my hand, he reached for his phone to take a picture of me.
Hey, listen. All right, you know, there's a story behind
that's the Facebook picture. Let me
put y'all on. There's a story behind that right there. See, when we was walking back, and this guy fell in the street with the snow, the first thing I did was reach for his hand to get him out the snow in the street. But once we was in the subway, that second fall was just one time too many. He had to get photographed. You don't get two in one night and get to get away. The first picture escaped Facebook, but the second one, I had to get you.
So, you know, that was friends. How many of us have them? But, you know, it's a great conversation piece. You know what I'm saying? So it's all well and good. But we're going to get to the next joint from Majestic. This is a Determined joint. Tell us about Determined, Majestic. Tell us, like, what made you do this one?
Well, Determined, really, it's really, it's just me, because you see, the thing is, for the past 6 years, going on 6 years, I've been running with El Grito de Poetas, which in Spanish to English translates into the Scream of the Poets. And, you know, coming out, when I first started, I was always an MC, but I got caught up in the poetry scene. So, you know, going back into doing the music, and just wanting to put tracks out there so people knew that, hey, you know, I'm not just a, you know, you might think I'm a poet, but I'm not just a poet. You know what I mean? So I did this track. It's Determined, really. It's just me. All
right. Majestic, man, you got to, like, you want speak or whatever, like, you got to take your phone off speaker because you're causing a lot of feedback and you're cutting off and all of that. So people can't hear you. But we got to get to the next one. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We live in the building. We're talking about Valentine's Day and all this other stuff, when sexist becomes sluttiness and everything like that. So y'all know what it is. Three Game Radio, we here tonight. And, of course, we rocking until 1 o'clock. We got about 13 minutes left in programming. But here it is. Sorry, pardon me. Here's what it is. Determined. Majestic Originality, Pre-Game Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. See? Everybody acting like, well, marriage is good. Still trying to spit, nigga? For real, man. You ain't up to par with these dudes out here, son. And all I really gotta say to them is, yo, my man, them dudes ain't up to par with me, dog.
Questions, determination when facing elimination. Life flagrant when donating is stopping. My destination trying to hold me back. Not knowing I'm eager as all. The pride in my profession that's not letting me fall. I'm ready to brawl with the heavens if my name isn't said. Cause why the fuck can't I live if I ain't ready for bed? I ain't ready to sleep, so why you sell me a story about how I could've been? All you do is making me groggy. Wiping my eyes from the disgust of seeing others awake as I wait to debate while my steak isn't smothered. From the source of the riches, I want the source of your bitches to leave me the fuck alone and allow me to go the distance. Matter of fact, to hell with patience, I ain't waiting for no one. It's my time to shine, I shouldn't wait for the sun. No more in the background, I'm leaping off of the page like Bo Prince in a world war calling the end of your days. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a sinner. I done been through a hot mess with nothing but a sponge. No bucket to help me clean, help us to get it done. Been on my own since my throne fell from the seed of a mixed breed of sadness, hatred and greed. So how you dogs wanna take me like a cat or a pussy? Either way I prove you wrong, soon as you try to push me. All I need is my fam, friends, a hole in a bong to conquer the world by morning and the path that I'm on. So before you play me, make sure you don't play me, cause if I get played before played, I'ma play. See, you wanna make it a game, believe that I'm gonna win. You picking the field, I'm picking how to break the news to your kin. My hunger suits me, can't you tell from my size? I'm the type of dude to eat you alive while in my stride, tearing your hide with my dreams of being only the best. So until death, whatever, I got no regrets. determined, like going to war against my people, for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God, to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead, if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic. I'm doing this for the mortgage, put a roof overhead, clothes on the backs, food consumed in a comfortable bed for my daughter and my wife. Start a beginning for an end, so with passion I slaughter any life with a pad and a pen. Turn foes to my friends, off the fear I project, no matter the outcome of any match, I'm winning respect. So when I eject you out of the very top spot, you gon' drop like an avalanche over the rocks, crashing hard against the ground, then a building implosion. I'm the water rotting you from within like pipe corrosion. Supposing I never make it, it's something I never pose. Guando me determination is making sure that I grow. So for those who wanna stand, I'm a cause and a fall, with a blow to the system call like catching heaven in a soul. Take heed to my call of arms when war is approaching, wear your best gear and you're fitted for your end that I'm hosting. Determined, like going to war against my people, for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praise to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead, if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic.
Yeah, we're live. We are back. Pre-game radio. That was Majestic Originality. Determined. I liked it. He's already pre-game approved, so it doesn't matter. I just played the third song as a formality. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely pregame approved, so he'll definitely be a candidate for pregame artist of the year 2011. You know, he gets a, you know what I'm saying, he'll get a slot on the pregame radio mixtape. You know, so it's getting real heavy. Like, the pregame radio mixtape is going to be bananas. Like, I can't even front. But I'm going to run through everybody. Miss Tasha B is back in the building. Tasha B, what did you think on that track?
I like that one. He came real hard body in that. I think he got his point across about him not just being a poet. And I wanted to express this earlier that, you know, I listened to some of his spoken words, but a lot of people don't realize that, you know, hip-hop and rap is just spoken words and music, and I really like that. He came hard body. Definitely candidate, you know, quality for pregame radio artist of the year. I look forward to hearing more from him.
That's exactly what it is. Ab, what you think on the Determined track? Give me 1 second, Ab. Hold on. Don't start talking yet. All right, Ab, you good?
Yo, motherfucker, learn how to work the goddamn keyboard. What the hell is you doing over there?
Yo, Sam, it's not even me, because sometimes the switchboard, it freezes.
Yeah, that's
and
that
I can't
bullshit.
Get people on. I know
you better
it's
holler
part of
at
me. It's been funny.
You better holler
I'm
at
me. I'm going to holler at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to send him another email. I'm going to get it good. But what you think on the track, though?
I like that track, too. I like that track, too. I sure do.
Like I said, this is just a formality because Majestic's already pregame approved. You know what I mean? But I just had to do it. I had to play this track. It was just saying, play me. Like, I don't even see the term on my switchboard anymore. It just says play me. You know what I mean?
That's stupid.
So I just had to do it. But
that's what's up.
Nick from Albany, what you think?
Like it also.
Oh, you like it also.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know the tech guy, he's on board with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Tech guy, you liked it?
Yeah, I was feeling it.
All right, so most Def, Majestic, you already, like I said, a pregame approved artist. You're in the runnings for pregame artist of the year and everything. Like, you know, you get all that good stuff. I'm gonna try to make the package a little more lucrative. You know, I'm trying to see how the flow is and everything like that. So most definitely, you up on there, and I like what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Love the track.
Hello?
We got a few more minutes left.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You
oh, my bad, sir. I got dropped off the call because they're AT&T in downtown Manhattan, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say real quick thank you there for everybody and their positive feedback. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just, you know, keep in mind, if you ever see me at a show, whether it's poetry or hip hop, or if you Google me, see me on Facebook, or however, even if you just see me in the street, I do what I do for you. You know what I mean? Like I don't do music for money. I mean, obviously, I want to get paid for my craft like anybody else does, but I write for people. You know what I'm saying? I storytell for the people. I like to speak on things going on. You know, I can get my lyrical game on as well. You know, get in a battle scene if I need to. But, you know, everything I do is always for the enjoyment of my supporters, of my friends, of my family, of people that I've never met before that I hopefully will meet one day. You know what I'm saying? So all the positive feedback has really been a blessing, and I thank you all for that. And, you know, just, you know, keep in mind, if you got Facebook, hit me up. You know, feel free anytime to hit me up, say what up, you know, whatever. I'm a very personable person,
tell them how can they contact you on Facebook, Twitter, all that.
Yeah, on Facebook, you can look me up on my government, Jason Hernandez. You can look me up on my stage name, Majestic Originality. That's Majestic with a K, not a C. Originality, two words, two names. That's my first and last name as far as the stage name goes. And on Twitter, it's Majestic723. You know, you can also go to my website, which right now is a Tumblr blog. My boy Justin the Omnitech is hooking up the website for me, so that should be coming soon. So if you want to come to the website, it's majesticoriginality.com. You can also, you know, you can find my music on Bandcamp.com. You know, I got an album I'm working on. It's going to be fresh material, fresh music, you know, fresh for 2011. And as soon as the first single's ready to drop, I'll be sure to come by. Let Brooklyn Black know, you know what I'm saying? Yo, here it go. You know, definitely, man. And, you know, just, you know, if anybody, I hope y'all writing it down, got a pen and a pad, just remember it's Majestic, M-A-J-E-S-T-I-K, Originality. Feel free to hit me up whenever. You know what I'm saying? I'm all that. On YouTube, you can find me, too. I got a couple funny videos, and I got a couple joints. You know, and just, you know, there you go right there.
All right, that's what it is. And before we, you know, wrap up the show, follow all of the pregame staff. Follow me at Brooklyn Black, Tasha B, the real Tasha B, T-H-E-R-E-A-L-T-S-S-H-A, the letter B. So follow her, Eb, that's E-B-A-H-A-I-Z, A-M-S-M-O-K-A. Abba Hayes is a smoker, so follow her.
She
doesn't even mess with her Twitter that much, but if you guys are hitting her up and, you know, following all of that, she'll get back on it.
My phone be fucking up. That's why I don't be up there. I'm about to cop this new phone, so I'll be checking in, all right? I'll be checking in.
So definitely check out the tech guy. He's Dark Ichigo. That's D-A-R-K. I-C-H-I-G-O. So check him out. Also, who else? Lady Steele. Of course, L-A-D-Y-S-T-E-E-L-E. Lady Steele. Definitely check out. Follow her. Everyone else that's on the check-in, big shout-out to y'all. But, of course, before we get up out of here, before we end pregame radio, we got our guy in the building. We got Majestic in the building. Majestic version now. He got to leave us something like, he got to drop us off some. So,
all right.
Majestic, I'm going to get this beat going for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get this beat going for you. It's rock with it. Now, if you need me to play it back, I'll play it back and all that good shit. But we're going to get it good. And everybody who's listening, thank you. Even the haters, those who don't like Brooklyn Black, thank you. I appreciate you because you talk about me, and it gets my name out there. So I want to appreciate y'all. So thank you. If you don't like pregame radio and you tell people you hate pregame radio, thank you. It works. You know, it gets me all the free promo, all the free publicity, and all that good stuff. So big shout out to y'all. Nick from Albany. How can people reach you?
What's this number that you
have?
How
can people reach you if they want to reach you? Facebook, Twitter, how can they reach
you? My Facebook. I'm under my government name, Nicole Ragland. I didn't put no false name up there. So I'm under
Nicole
Ragland.
Because she keeps it a honey.
That's what she does. So
she what? What you say?
She keeps her honey, Nicole Ragland. But before we go, like I said, I can't leave her without something. So here we go. Majestic originality. Off the top of the dome. Man, if I hear pages flipping, we're going to have a problem, homie.
Nah, you good. We good.
All right, so it is what it is, and here's how we're going to do it. He's going to take us out.
Looking at me like she proud of Pappy. I don't really care about these motherfuckers talking all that bullshit, knowing how they little suckers wanna be lying all up on the radio, talking all that bull, knowing they ain't got no flow. Little chicks getting wrong, got it. I wish Lauryn Hill was still up in this, because I know she hiding, but she needs to come back out in public so they can see how true MC's running.
Go and check it out.
Oh, my bad.
I was trying to beat over again.
Yeah, I do acapella. Do acapella.
I see you rocking on the power beat. So please check us out. Yo, pregame radio. Avon, please, if you're going to go out, please don't drink and drive. And if you're going to have your little late night contact and all that, please wrap it up and all that good shit. But we got Majestic Originality on the beat. It's the power beat, and he's going to get back in it. Hold on, here we go.
You ain't never going to hear nothing that they put on me. All I really want is share with my family. I'm freestyling in front of one center perfectly. I meant to say property, but still properly. I'm about to hop on that J and get to my feet. And just chill with my daughter, play video games. See me on Xbox Live, I'm ready to aim with the Gatling gun and Black Ops. Wouldn't matter, Call of Duty, no, I never do stop. The beat just dropped, but still Brooklyn Black. Julian, yo, you know I got your back, hopefully that. I win 2011, the pregame. I can keep it going with the Matic Carry Eternal Flame. I'm just bugging. My bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And for those who don't, we're still live. 347-857-4302. If you're not listening via PC and you're calling up, that's how you can hear us, because right now we're stressing this time out a little bit.
Yeah, I got it. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
On the second. Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Yo. See, if this introduction like that make me want to, I ended my rap career. Because because with all the bullshit going on, I figured, hey, I could go down south and make a track. You know what I'm saying? But you can't do shit like that, I'm going to stop. But before we get up out of here, I'm going to try to, you know, get something going.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, so I'm going to get it done real quick. But check it out. No B, Brooklyn Black on the thing with Pregame Radio. We got Majestic, and we get the show going. We got it live. Check it out. Brooklyn Black, and you know what I'm about. We get it popping and we get it going. We got Majestic here and we keep it flowing. He keep it off the top of the dome. I don't rap, so I keep it home. Not saying that's what it is. That's why I do my little big ticket thing or whatever. But shout out to anybody who's on the check in. Tasha B, Tech Guy, Ebony, please get well soon. You know, get back on it. Nick from Albany, I appreciate the love. Please, thank you. Tell everybody in Albany, tell them get in on the check-in. And I mean, I'm going to get the whole freestyle thing going. So as long as they nice, I'll get them on there. And that's what we're doing. It's pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We get up out of here, and if you get up with someone like this tonight, please wrap it up. You know what I mean? No more planned pregnancies or STDs going around, none of that bullshit. You know what I mean? Because all that shit is just going rampant in the Black and Latino community. So
yeah,
let's just kill all that. You know what I mean? Wrap it up. Be safe. You know what I'm saying? And let's just do it. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep pre-gaming and everything like that. You know, I want all my audience to be happy and healthy and all that good shit. You know, so definitely be good. Wrap it up. Now I'm saying, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. You know what I mean? And that's how we're going to do it. That's what we're going to do. So, Majestic, big shout out to you. And just one more time, throw out your Twitter and your Facebook before you get up out of here.
Yeah, definitely, man. Catch me on Facebook. My government is Jason Hernandez, and you can catch me on the fan page for Majestic, M-A-J-E-S-T-I-K, Originality. My Twitter is Majestic723. Catch me on Xbox Live if you got that, Majestic723. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, come to the website, MajesticOriginality.com. Shoot me an email, info@MajesticOriginality.com. Want to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Black, the tech guy, everybody that was online tonight,
you know what I'm saying?
And El Grito de Poetas, all my peoples, yo, for real, one love, hip-hop. We're going to bring it back, yo. The culture's going to come back strong. Watch.
Yeah. Oh, man, you made it real amp. Yo, next up, and straight up, like, I got your drop. Only thing was it was in the wrong format, homie. So.
All right. I'll send you again. I'll do it over.
Yeah, you send it to me in the MP3 or Windows Media Audio. One of those.
Cool.
And I can rock with it.
Cool.
Check us out tomorrow night. We'll be here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. We got Pro Dillinger, the whole Gritty Life Music fam in the check-in. So check us tomorrow. And we'll be all here. You know, me, Tasha B, the tech guy, Ebony, of course, Lady Steel. So big shout-out to everybody, man. And all of the admins, everybody working behind the scenes, the pregame radio, making shit happen. I see y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And thank you. I can just say thank you because without y'all, pregame radio would just have been a hobby for me. Now it's another job. So I appreciate y'all and everything y'all doing. Other than that, yo, check us tomorrow night, man. We'll be here, and that's just what it is. I'm going to leave you guys with some, matter of fact, Gage, DTF featuring Yogi and the whole DTF family. This is Shut It Down track, and I'm definitely trying to still get them on this check-in. But we getting out of here. You guys, like I said, be safe, wrap it up, and all that. Don't drink and drive. All right? If you're in New York City area, hit me up on Facebook. I'll call you a cab. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just be safe. I want y'all to be here for the next pregame radio. You dig what I'm saying? And that's just what I'm going to do. But here we go. DTF fan, shut it down, and we out of here. Pregame radio. Good night, people.
Peace. Good night.
With the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X. Now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web like North Carolina internet. We here for the salad, don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, CBM, God's son, been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete, I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
All right, friend, I got him. Yo, we're turning it down. Taking over the world.
y'all. Old girl keep staring, better check it, bruh. Cause I heard that she checked the rods. You can hate, but a cloud can't affect a star. I'm so above them all, I just hover. Closet full of Air Force Ones in every color. I'm on my grind so foul, I ain't fair with it. Cause I can hit your town and move Taylor Swift. And you can never Kanye that. God willing, they wishing the guard laid flat. But never that, cause we left the arms way back. No rap, but I be getting my moderate jack. I'm like five sheets, four style P, three big, two pockets. Got scared when they found me, I shut down.
Over. I hit him back like big homie, it's the safe over. My bad B got me feeling like the new Hova. The hood on my back, the whole world on my shoulders. I used to move boulders, now I move music. World star Tony got the world moving to it. Top notch goon gang, it's a goon thing.